Call the meeting to order. Looks like everybody's here but Larry's. We do have a quorum. Approval of the agenda. Motion for.
So moved.
Second.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Schwarzenegger.
Aye.
Slykos.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes. Now we'll move right into new business. Consider revised salary schedule. Throw some background on that or?
So this is revised because of the new state law that includes minimums for beginning teachers of $47,500. And any teachers with at least 12 years of experience for $60,000. So Craig and Matt Heston have worked back and forth to create this. The personnel committee met along with the interest-based bargaining team. And everybody was in agreement. This was a good solution for this coming year to satisfy those new requirements in law, as well as give all of our teachers just a little bit of a bump to keep things spread out so it doesn't compact too much. KEA ratified this at the end of last week, and so now with board approval, it would become the new salary schedule for next year, along with the master contract.
We were getting funds from the state of Iowa to cover this.
Correct. So they, if you look at the schedule, the biggest changes are the areas where there is three lines. So the bold numbers are the numbers that will be the actual final pay, the contract amount. And then the three lines, the ones with three lines, the first number would be just your base generated pay. The second line would be the standard TSS that all teachers would get. And then the last line would be the additional TSS to meet the minimums. And then we also tried to build in a little bit of increase each year so that, you know, you have a new teacher coming in, you don't stay at that same level for multiple years. There is a little bit of growth. And so that's why you'll see like our hiring step, the pay would be $47,646. And the reason why there's a little bit above the $47,500 is because we got through this entire process and knew exactly how many people it would impact and how much the cost was going to be. There was a little bit of the additional TSS left. So we broke that out amongst all teachers, all FTE. And that was $146, so that's why it's $47,646. And then we just increased it as you go from there. So for those areas impacted, as you go down like from 3 to 4, 4 to 5, it's $250 increase. From the BA to BA12, and those areas impacted, it increased $500.
So one of the questions you had asked was longevity. So I'm going to try to scroll slowly on here. A few years back, we had a salary schedule that stopped for a BA at 12 years experience and at others at 14 or 16 years. And a few years back, we decided to take that all the way out. I believe the bottom of the salary schedule now is 45 years of experience. And so all teachers, if they know what their educational lane is and their experience, they will be able to find the amount that they should be earning. And that helps us just double check, make sure their W-2s and their contracts and payroll are always correct and we don't have any typos.
Yeah, the biggest reason that we did that, we extended the salary schedule out is because the longevity just got confusing. So you could have a personal, so what longevity is after, in your BA lane, so after step 12, and the next two, it's step 15, and then the last three, it's step 16. So after you reach that point, you then get longevity. Longevity is 0.025% of base. And your base is at the very top, the BA zero, so 31,000. But what happened is it got very confusing for people because they could have 10 years of longevity, but you could grab a salary schedule and you still didn't know what your pay was gonna be because it stopped and then you had to calculate it out, so you had to know. So I just built the salary schedule and built the longevity in there. So a person that's, you know, lane three, step 30, can go right to it and know exactly what their contract's gonna be.
And I think that each year you would plug in the raise and it automatically updates all of it. Is that right?
Yes.
So that very top,
because it's all generated on the base.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only difference could be an adjustment on the TSS. But that would be on the second line. But yeah, so basically if you go in and you change 31,000 and add it to the base, it would, that calculation would flow down. Yeah.
That makes sense, everybody?
Yeah, I would move that we approve the revised salary schedule.
Second.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Slyckhouse?
Yes.
Schwartzendruber?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes. With one last question. At the very bottom, the supplementary salary schedule.
Yes. There was no changes.
No changes.
Huh? No.
All right. Next, we got a revised teacher assignment contracts.
So this just basically takes that salary schedule that you just approved and it gives them their revised salary in the in column P. And so their new contract would be issued with that amount. We left the amount that you had already approved in March, so you can just see what the slight difference is. Some will just have that $146 increase, where others, especially if they're a newer professional or they hit that 12 years of experience, you may see $5,000 to $6,000 of increase for those staff members.
And we reviewed this in detail at the personnel committee, just to spot check and make sure everything made sense and didn't have any issues with it.
The ones that have a gray bar across the 23-24 are new hires for next year. And because their original contract would have had that lower amount, we need to reissue them a contract so they were added to this document.
Any more questions?
I would move that we approve the revised contracts.
I'll second that.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Schwartzendruber?
Aye.
Slyckhouse?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes. Next, consider personnel recommendations. We got two resignations and two hirings.
I think you can do one motion for all.
Motion for all.
If you want.
I have no shout at. I would move we approve the resignations and new hires.
Second.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Slyckhouse?
Yes.
Schwartzendruber?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes. Next, consider fundraising for high school softball.
This is the apparel store that they do frequently, and they just need permission to move forward with this year's fundraising.
I move we approve.
Second.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Slyckhouse?
Yes.
Schwartzendruber?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes. Next, change order for the demo project. Kurt, you want to add background?
So this is the change order for the remediation of the contaminated soil due to the leaking fuel oil tank that used to be there. Basically, from my understanding, is what they did is they went and they moved, I think it was every 10 feet or something like that of soil, and there was a representative from EBS there doing the testing as they went, and went to the point where they didn't have any contaminated soil, and it was 2,573.1 ton of contaminated soil. The price there per ton was for, you know, moving the soil, taking it to the landfill, so their fees, and then also some fill back.
And we had already approved the per ton cost of this. We just needed the final.
Yeah, we just didn't know exactly how much it was going to be.
And even with the additional charge, the total cost of this has still come in lower than our estimate and lower than the next lowest bid without this cost, correct?
Correct. They all in on this project, so I'm talking about, you know, if you remember back, we had, of course, CMBA architect fees. We had the asbestos testing, the asbestos removal, plus the Midwest demolition, everything all in. I believe the total cost was around $732,000. We were originally estimating about $750,000 for this.
And the next bid was even higher than that, right?
No, the next one was $615,000, but every bid would have had this
on top of it.
On top.
We also did get the soil report today, and I believe it was 327 pages long because it includes every single sheet from the landfill with all of the signatures on who was the driver, who accepted it out there, and what the tonnage was. So all of that's included in the full report.
We have to keep that on file for probably years and years. Is that?
Yes, we will. We'll probably make electronic copies as well and keep that in the vault. We will also be sharing it with the people who have purchased the ground.
I move we accept.
Second that.
Slyckhouse?
Yes.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Schwarzenegger?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes. All right. That's the end of our new business, and we are now adjourned. Thanks for coming out, everybody.